KYNU to WCB.
KF8 AKV is monitoring the CMN repeater system.
KEA-ZOS, listening to the repeater system.
KF8-AKV, here's you.
KF8, what's your suffix again? This is KEA-ZOS.
I didn't answer you right off because I was busy writing you down. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Kilo Victor.
KF8 Alpha Kilo Victor. Good afternoon. The name here is Joe. I'm currently mobile on eastbound M59, just coming into Utica, over.
This is a heck of a system they've got. First name is Gordon, Joe, and I'm coming to you from my home in Muir, Michigan. Like 20 miles west of St. John's on M21.
Oh, copy. I believe the repeater I'm linked up to is located in Mount Clement area. I've been kind of listening to it, monitoring it over the past week or so, listening to nets getting set up, things like that, but I haven't keyed into it, so this is my first time, over.
Oh, no kidding. Well, welcome aboard. Yeah, this is such a connected system. The tower that I'm actually touching is in Portland. No, through this system, I've talked even to Canadians in Windsor and a Canadian up in Sarnia and all kinds of Michiganders here, there, and everywhere.
Ah, well, fantastic, Gordon. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance over the air this afternoon. I'm located, still coming into Utica, Michigan, probably about 7-8 miles away from the repeater. I've got a new system set up here in my car. It's a FTDM 150. And I'm using a compact antenna, which is just a short little stubby thing. It's a tri-bander, short little stubby thing, and I've been just kind of messing around, plinking repeaters and talking here and there. And, yeah, what a fantastic repeater network we keyed into. Over.
Yeah, if you go to their website and you pull up the repeater that you're currently using, or the tower that you're currently using, you'll see the little bar graph move across as you're transmitting. So you can, and as you're, because you're traveling, if you get closer to a different tower than what the one you started the conversation is, you'll never know. It just switches over that smooth as silk, and you'll, your transmissions will be going through the new tower and still going out through the repeater system.
Wow, yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I'll have to look up a little bit more on this particular repeater. The world of repeaters is kind of fascinating, and as they become more and more linked with the Internet, which, I mean, that's long been going on. It's very interesting to work or to look into that aspect. You know, I've been licensed for a couple of years almost now and haven't done a lot of VHF, UHF local area stuff. Honestly, I haven't really had too much of a permanent installation in my vehicle, so it's just been something that I more recently got into. I've been kind of working more on the HF side of business, getting that stuff set up. Over.
Oh, good for you, Joe. I've been, HF sounds interesting to me, but I just haven't plunked down any money on the project. You're going to laugh at my current radio. I don't know if you ever used the Radiodity company for radio equipment, but I waited, and on Black Friday, they had a package deal. This radio and a magnet mount antenna to go on your roof, and it plugs into the cigarette lighter, $100 plus sales tax. You can't get away without paying sales tax. And then I was patient, and they ran the same darn sale over again, so I bought one and built the little wood box to hold my power supply and screwed the radio to the top. I've got the exact same radio in the house.
Well, that, you know, there's, I'm going into some underpasses in my car right now, so I might be kind of going in and out, so I'll give a little bit of a little second there for that to clear up. Just identifying, this is KF8AKV from DEHDOS. Yeah, there's no shame in that at all. If it works, it works. You're sounding really good, coming through clear as a bell on my side. Yeah, no problem at all. I kind of got started out in the HF side. It was mostly from my inspiration from my dad, who's mostly a CW op and mostly an HF guy. So I kind of started there and worked my way back to the VHF stuff. Over.
Yeah, I've got a few nets that I like to participate in, you know, different days of the week, and anybody I happen to bump into, I'll chat with. If you know CW, my hat's off to you. Ugly happens someday, you just keep right on CWing, and I'll keep your coffee cup full. That's how much I'm going to be helpful. Back to you.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call myself a CW op, such as a CW want op. I've been make plenty of contacts with the Parks on the Air activators, because the exchanges are pretty short, and the format and the context is pretty limited. But as far as ride chewing on CW back and forth at any kind of speed, I'm not there yet. I would say that the dips and does are going into my head, but I've got a long ways to go. It's definitely fascinating to teach the brain something new. I am about 36 years of age, and even at this point, it's harder and harder to get stuff to go in there. Over, back to you.
I got got my license, it was a year ago, March, and I'll be honest, when, there was a dozen or 15 of us in the room all at the same time taking tests, and I'll bet you out of that many people, I was the second youngest, and I was 61 at the time. So you're definitely on the up end of the scale for age distribution. You know, if you looked at a bell curve of age distribution for people in this hobby, you're on the far left.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't agree with that more. The good news is that means that my amateur radio career has got a long time left ahead of me, which is good because I got to say this is something that's entertaining the brain and kind of rejuvenating the juices. I've done plenty of schooling. I'm an engineer by trade, mechanical engineer by trade, so I've done plenty of schooling, but that's long behind me now, and I'm in the doldrums of my career. So having something that's kind of new and technical to just rejuvenate has really helped a lot. Back to you.
Oh, that's fantastic. My brother just retired from GMC. He grabbed the buyout that they offered here. Well, maybe it's been 18 months now. They offered a buyout, and he filled out the paperwork, applied for the buyout, and then they kept nudging him along. I think he worked an extra 3 or 4 months because they had nobody to replace him with, and then still honored the buyout condition. So he worked, I want to say, like his last 10 years, all he did was crash brand spanking new cars and then filling out all the National Transportation Safety Board paperwork. It was usually about a month of paperwork for every single one they would crash.
KF8AKB, KE8DOS. Oh, yeah, that's very interesting. I work for another one of the big three. I work for Chrysler, well, now it's Stellantis, and even I have reached the level where they feel the need to offer a buyout here and there. I haven't taken it because I'm still kind of a youngster in my career, and I've got a little one that needs her daddy's money. So I've been hanging on, and I intend to stay a good long time, unfortunately, the conditions of automotive are so cyclic and up and down that it's kind of the nature of the business, unfortunately. It's not as stable as it once was, but I definitely have had good times, and I've definitely seen bad times, but I think that's probably in a lot of places, over.
Yeah, I suspect you're 100% right. Slightly different topic, thinking of you driving. I have talked to a fella up by Flint. He's a semi-driver. And he says he goes to the warehouse. They can have him loaded in an hour. He goes to, it takes him a couple hours to get to wherever his destination is. And he says then he sits for 3 or 4 hours in the truck, just waiting his turn to get unloaded. So that fella had a lot of time just to sit behind the steering wheel and enjoy ham radio.
Yeah, actually, that's not the first story I've heard of truckers having long downtime, which always surprises me because you always see them driving everywhere and going and doing. You think that they'd want no latency or elasticity, and you want them moving and moving product. But the logistics and materials handling and just in general across the board and in the industries has become very, very fluid. A lot of what I would say miscellaneous downtime or plant shutdowns due to part shortages, you know, so on and so forth, really spurred out of the uncertainty and tumultuousness of the COVID era, has kind of continued to ripple on. We're still feeling the effects of that, where we have slowdowns and part shortages and plants go up and down all the time. It's kind of become routine, unfortunately. Over.
And I do confess, because I'm retired, all through the COVID time, I told my wife, I said, look, I'm not unemployed due to this virus. I'm still getting my retirement check like clockwork. I saw it as my responsibility as a retiree to kind of keep the economy rolling. My money wasn't dependent upon my job, you know, going to work. So it's my responsibility to throw money into the system to keep it afloat, while other folks maybe didn't have as much to spend on this, that, or the other thing. Back to you.
Yeah, I would say that the people that didn't have savings or didn't have their budgets in order were probably caught off guard by the ups and downs of things. I sure noticed the cost of things went up. The availability of things, I mean, just we joke about the toilet paper and all that, but it was definitely a time that tested you. You learned whether or not your budgets were in order, and budgets are pretty important, because if you don't control your money, it's going to control you. And then they smattered us with a few bonus checks here and there, but in general, it was a challenging time. It was a reminder of kind of the fragility of our construct. Over, back to you.
Yeah, thinking of those days, I kind of wished I'd been into amateur radio before it set in. That would have given me I bet you I could have made a lot more contacts with folks staying home. I could have met all kinds of people that I hadn't met in person.
Well, yeah, and actually it would have been a really good time, because you know, maybe you were available because of retirement, but other people were available to the downtime from layoffs and things of that nature. A lot of people my age and younger were laid off, but some of it was probably, I mean, a lot of people were probably not spending money due to the uncertainty. I know I wasn't. I know that the availability of a lot of electronics, you know, was definitely up and down, and people had money, and they were spending it on some of that stuff that was interesting to them, and hobbies and whatever. So yeah, it would have been a good time to cut your teeth. But I wasn't. I'll admit, I wasn't monitoring the airwaves so much during that time, and obviously, it wasn't really even getting into ham radio until later, even though I've been exposed to it since I was a wee lad, you know, back in the early 90s. But it would have been a good time to get yourself established, but I think you would have found a tapering of participation as things went on. But yeah, it's definitely been interesting times. Over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're probably right. It's probably been 10 minutes. This is KF8 AKV continuing. I'm retired from that too. My local community fire department. Now, I made like a whopping $1,200 or $1,500 a year. Woo. But I knew when I retired from that, having been 40 years with a portable radio on my hip for fire department use, it was going to drive me nuts going to suddenly no radio at all. So I wisely, about a month before I retired is when I got my license, and I bought some handhelds and put one in the car, and, you know, so it's sort of like going to that nicotine chewing gum when you want to quit smoking. That's how I started into amateur radio.
KF8AKV, this is KEHVOS. Yeah, I hear you. It's probably a good thing that you refilled that void with something to at least remind you of your work days. Because not everybody transitions so well back to civilian life or retired life or not working life. So it's good to do that. I want to think that I'm able to would be capable of going into the retired life with no problem. Personal story, I did have welcomed a baby girl a few years back. We were able to thankfully take a few months off, each one of us. And that time off showed me that I would have no problem transitioning into the afterlife that is retirement. I look forward to those days, honestly. I think that, God willing, I'll be ready for that phase, and I'll be able to have something to do like amateur radio, and by then I'll have quite a few years under my belt, over.
Yeah, my little brother, once he got his GMC retirement, well, I guess the check says GM, but he packed up and moved to... it's either North or South Carolina. I get them confused. And I think he got just like a side gig, independent contractor kind of thing, doing mechanical engineering down there. I don't know if it's still automotive or if he does other stuff. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the dream, I think, if you can stay engaged and it doesn't stress you out. I work in the department that I work in. We've got a Ford retiree that is in his late 60s, and we kind of let him take his, and he's a contract employee, and we kind of let him take as many vacations and camping trips as he wants, and he's just so experienced, and his knowledge is such that he doesn't really fall behind on the line of work that we're in, and he's knowledgeable, and he's good to work with. So I definitely appreciate, you know, that we have retirees that will come back and work on stuff. I don't want to say that I'm too looking forward to that idea, but maybe something lower impact. Like my dad, he's a ham. My father is a ham. Also Joe, NN8X, November 8X, right? He has worked a couple of jobs in his retirement years. And he's now in his early 70s and still doing it. I'm not really sure if I understand that yet. Maybe I will when I get there. Over.
Yeah, I'm certainly not inspired to go looking for even a part-time job. My joke is that in the wintertime, I can stand looking out my living room window holding a cup of coffee, and no matter what the weather's like outdoors, all I got to do is say, wow, that looks like crap out there. And my travel is from the living room to the kitchen when my coffee cup gets empty, and then back to the living room. That's all the more traveling I got. Less doctor appointments come up, less older folks, and thankfully you've got decades before you will bump into it. But we tend to be labor-intensive for our physicians.
Well, I understand that comes with the territory. I've heard that growing up or aging is not for the faint of heart. But Gordon, I have to depart from you. I've got bumping up against 4:00, and it looks like I need to take a work call here, a work meeting. So duty calls, unfortunately. But Gordon, it was a real nice time chatting with you and getting to meet you over the air. And I hope that to bump into you a little bit later on down the logbook from KE8VOS 73.
Joe, it was an absolute pleasure making a contact with you, and you're right. Maybe I'll see you in the future. This is KF8AKVOB 73s.
And KE8ZOS is clear of the repeater system.
You'll be listening.
KE8ZHL monitoring. KE8OOE. Hey man, what you doing? You got your ears on.
We always listen to it.
We're headed over to my daughter's house to pick up some stuff to return, so we're in the vehicle driving. We're mobile.
You talking about the one that lives up north?
No, No, Tara.
We just left my buddy's place over Flint, and we're heading to, I'm getting a machinist manual. I'm picking up here in Otisville. I gotta grab some cash out of the credit union, then I'm gonna grab some of my B hardware back from Tracy and her old man. Then we're heading back. I got a bunch of dust and stuff in the back of the utility trailer behind me in the Blazer.
What do you have behind you in the trailer? A desk?
Where I left off with the radio come unhitched. I'm going to pick up a book. We just left Flint. We'll pick up a book here in Otisville after I leave the credit union.
10-4, I got that. I get that.
Use 10 code. I'm passing by Dodge right now.
We're west of 75 on 57.
All right, you might want to switch to the repeater. I'm running 145310.
Which one is that? I'm on 147980.
Yeah, you're going to want to switch to 145310, the Guilford. You got a little noise on your signal. You need full quieting once you switch over.
No, I don't have any programs in here, man.
What?
I don't have that particular frequency plugged into this radio, man.
It wasn't programmed. I'm sure it's in there. Look for the Bay City if you got an alphanumeric. It's 145310. It's in there.
Yeah, I just looked through the album. I don't have it.
I wonder why they'd leave that one off. That's the hottest one around.
Well, probably not when you live in Davison.
I can hit it from Davis, but it's the hottest one in that link system. If you want to travel, I can get that one up to, what was that town we were in? Up north? Kawa. I can talk into it from Kawa.
We'll have to program it into this
this radio here.
I said it's not. I wouldn't be surprised if it was already in there. Guilford is what it's listed as. Bay City, Guilford, I don't know. I gotta grab some money. Katie at Ollie.
Okay, you're ready to see Big Cal. 73 clear.
Mobile monitoring.